former Attorney General Matinamidi petitioned the Judgment Death Commission to prove the cases which were pending in court around 2010. The acting Solicitor General at the Attorney General's Department, Helen Awuzewu, who submitted the file, said some of the documents could not be traced and efforts will be made to find the full complement of the docket. Cynthia Barton reports.
The Attorney General's Department has consistently told the Judgment Debt Commission that some important files needed to help in investigations could not be traced. The department says this in some cases is attributed to the lack of proper records keeping. This time, the story was different. The Solicitor General at the Attorney General's Department, Helen Awuzewu, presented several files on four different cases that are being probed by the Judgment Debt Commission. Counsel for the Commission, Domiti Kofisopo, explained to the media circumstances leading to the former Attorney General Martin Amidi's petition to the Commission.
Only one issue came before the Commission. This was in respect of a petition written by the former Honorable Attorney General Martin Amidi. In these cases, Yakubu Kasule, Biwa Civil Engineering Limited, against Theophilus Kujo, the Serious Fraud Office, and the Attorney General. Then Biwa Civil Engineering sued the Attorney General. Then the Attorney General also sued Biwa Civil Engineering Limited. Then Yakubu Kasule versus Colon UK Limited, and then the Attorney General. These cases were pending in court. Then the Attorney General then decided to strike a settlement between the government, and these were separate cases.
Yes.
And the beef of Martin Amidi was that so long as they were separate cases and had not been consolidated, the Attorney General had no business striking a settlement collectively as far as these cases were concerned. In law, if anything at all, there should have been a consolidation before the settlement. Well, that was not done, and that was one of the reasons why Martin Amidi petitioned this commission.
The Judgment Debt Commission still needs more files on cases filed against the state and are before the commission for investigations. The AG's department has, however, promised to do all it can to look for the needed dockets and furnish the commission with the files.
Cynthia Barton filed that report.